Also that afternoon, Madame Defarge was talking with her friends. "My husband is a good citizen, but he is not strong enough. He feels sorry for the doctor. I say that all the Evremond people must go to the guillotine. The wife and the child must follow the husband." "They're both fine heads for the guillotine," says Jacques Three. "Their heads will be a pretty sight when they are shown to the people. Yes, they too must die. But I'm afraid that my husband may warn them and let them escape," Madame Defarge went on. "And I must do something myself. After the death of Evremond, at 3 this afternoon, we'll go to the tribunal and accuse them." The others agreed willingly. "No one must escape. More heads must fall. Lucy Manette will be at home now, waiting for the moment of her husband's death," said Madame Defarge. "I will go to her. She will say things against the revolution and condemn herself. Here, take my knitting and keep my usual seat near the guillotine." "Don't be late," said her friend. "To see the death of Evremond, I shall not be late," replied the cruel voice of Madame Defarge.